Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let us get to the mixed bag to close things out. Leroy, you familiar with Philip Rivers?
He looked like a coach this past weekend.
He did. Well, he was asked about the idea of being a head coach. That's what he said.
Those are all big what ifs. I do think that, as humbly as I can say it, that I could coach at this level. And I know enough about the game and about the guys and from a leadership standpoint, camaraderie, all that comes with it. But again, that's not something that I'm sitting here pursuing. I really, like I said, if anything I learned the last 4 weeks is you take it one day at a time, because there was a Sunday afternoon. I had no thought of being in Indianapolis the next day. And then, you know, 24 hours later, I was here, and I've been here a month exactly, or 4 weeks exactly today. So, you know, you just go. Take it one day at a time, be where you are, and go from there.
What do you think of Coach Philip Rivers, Leroy?
He does have the kind of career and knowledge that at some point will lead him to be a coach.
Could be. Man who is a coach, Dan Campbell. So what do you have to say about the Lions' year? Not in the playoffs.
How do you feel like you did this year on the job being the head coach of the Lions?
Not good enough. We didn't get in. I mean, we underachieved, so not good. I would give myself a freaking F.
Whoa. Tough grader. Honest.
Yeah. I think, you know what? There's certain people that when they say things, you know they mean it.
Yep.
And they feel it. He's one of those guys.
Oh, he feels it.
Right. And so you respect it, but I'm a little curious to why are people asking, what do you think your grade is? I think it's the dumbest question in anything. You don't ask somebody about how they think they did. I'm a lie.
Well, if you lie, they're going to call you out on lying.
So what?
All right. Well, that's the reason why they asked that question. So it's basically,
I mean, but
it's a setup question.
Right, exactly. Like,
but I think he passed it. I think he passed it.
Right, because he answered honestly.
But then if he comes back and they're like, well, you did say you were a failure last year. Like, they could bring it back as a receipt, you know?
Oh,
if he
will.
Doesn't know how to wiggle his way out of it, like let's you, say he's got a couple
under,
of...
Under note, I know who's never going to give himself a failing grade. Old Tobes.
No way. This Trae Young thing is good.
Old Tobes. We've seen you manipulate around words and situations more than anybody.
Thank you.
But I just think it's a... Like, nobody asked... Like, what if I went to Publix and I say, let me ask you, how you think you did in this transaction? Right? It just seems ridiculous.
Don't they do those? I mean, aren't people asked to, like, evaluate their jobs in certain places? That's a thing,
no.
Right?
evaluate their jobs?
Yeah, like personal evaluation. No. We don't have those here
no,
at Odyssey.
No,
I'm gonna ask. I think
I've
we do.
I've been doing this. How long I've been doing this? For 17
years.
I
think we are. I think like
I still have no idea how I'm doing.
Yeah.
I just know I. They don't tell me not to show up tomorrow. That's it. I have no idea compared to what others do and how they do it. So I always have the attitude, if I'm going out, I'm going out swinging. I'm going out doing me.
Well, I think if we're going to be fair, Mike McDaniel also evaluated. He was asked to describe his job in the last 4 years.
Mike, how would you describe your first 4 years as
well? Of course it's perfect.
Of course, right?
Well, I would describe my first 4 years. Listen, I was hired here to not just be the head coach. I was hired here to return a storied franchise to winning regular season games, playoff games, and Super Bowls. And I haven't done that. To me, the best... this season
kind
of embodied a little bit of how I see myself as in football. You have to respond. Your job is to respond to a bad quarter, a bad play, a bad series of plays, a bad series of games, and respond with authority to improve. And that's where I'm at right now.
I love how he answered the question. Why?
That was,
can't you
wait
be
a
like
minute.
Dan Campbell?
Can I just tell you?
Straight
Tom,
Fs.
You sure you guys aren't related?
Who, what, me?
He talked for 3 minutes and never answered Perk's question.
You don't duck Perk.
Dude, look. Here's the problem.
I love how Perk's
Vlad,
is.
Vlad hit on the problem. Right? I'm more than sure Mike feels disappointed that he didn't do the job that he thought he could do or hasn't had any real success, okay? But at the same time, I'm not going to throw myself under the bus, right? You know who can do that?
Mm-hmm.
Bill Belichick, guys like Mike Tomlin, guys like, you know, Harbaugh. Like, they can go out and say, because they got some, you know, they got some stuff behind them.
Mm-hmm.
They got
they
cachet.
They can go out and say, yeah, I suck this year. I need to be better. Right? And it ain't going to result in somebody getting fired. But if you're a new coach,
mm-hmm,
and you only been doing it for 4 years, and it hasn't been pretty the last couple, it hasn't ended well, like, yeah, I'm not going to give you the seeds to fire me.
Dade South says, can the FCC fine you for rambling? No, but we can.
Minus one for rambling.
Forgot we had that button.
I think we only got it for him.
1,000%.
A couple more here for you. Carly Ursay.
My baby.
Well. She says there's never been a higher sense of urgency with the Colts.
What Chris knows and Shay knows is that the sense of urgency this year has never been higher to be able to win and finish games. I think we made a lot of progress, but we've got to be able to win and finish games.
Yeah. You know what I could maybe...
I tell you what. Is anybody going to question when she says something like that? Because she is she's on it. Right?
Respect her.
She's also
that.
Like, by right. the way, we traded 2 first-round picks. Like, hey, boys, let's go. We went and we made the big swing for Sauce, and then Daniel Jones'
hurt.
Leg didn't work.
I mean, little did she know that Sauce is going to strain his calf and go 2-15 this season.
That's crazy.
Having the worst record of any player.
How do you have the same record with the Colts that you did with the Jets? Maybe he's the mush.
He's the Sauce.
He's been getting cooked a little bit, too, his last couple of outings.
You know what? Maybe we could – maybe – Carly would be interested in a former Pro Bowl quarterback.
They're bringing back Daniel Jones.
Yeah, Achilles are tough. Achilles are tough to come back from. Not everybody beats science. That was a tough. That was a tough look.
I'd rather come back from Achilles than
a tough look
than a concussion.
Can't interest them in a 2 in a dome.
No.
It's pretty amazing,
Leroy,
what you think these people that get paid millions of dollars will fall for.
Leroy, have you listened? Right? Not only Tobin, but have you listened to some? Have you read some of the comments that on the chat? Oh, we'll trade Tua to the Jets for the number two. Like, the Jets may be terrible. They've been terrible. They've done dumb things.
Not that dumb.
They ain't that dumb.
He's going to start somewhere next year, though, right?
Yeah, in Rocks Football League.
Man.
The UFL.
What about Arizona?
That's an Oos. He could play for an Oos.
You think they're getting rid of Kyler Murray?
I think so. It sounds like it. I don't know.
Well, whoever the new head coach is.
Kyler Murray has also been an injury-plagued quarterback. And they have the same – and look, let me be clear. And this is what I told you about the Heat. If I have had problems with a certain type of player, that means, i.e., an injured player,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure as hell not going to go out and sign another injured player. And so when a lot of times when you ask me about these players for the Heat, the first thing I go to is availability.
Right. Or
because that's something that they haven't had from their stars in 3 or 4 years.
What if I make an asset available with it, though?
It doesn't matter. Dude, you still going with that?
Speaking of the Heat, finally, Norman Powell. Great season. Yep. He was asked, does he feel like he will get that elusive all-star nod this year?
I think I definitely have made the case. I've learned last year, you know, not to get caught up in, you know, whether I make it or not. You know, I want to make it. I think I deserve to make it. You know, my peers around the league, you know, after games and things like that, are telling me that I'm an all-star and that I should be there. So hopefully it happens for me this year. You know, but for me, the goal is to go out there and win and showcase all my hard work leave it up to the fans, the coaches that makes those decisions. I don't know how much the media has in it. I know the voting has changed over the years, but, you know, my case is to go out there and help them win. And from doing that, if outside people believe I should make it, I'll be there. But I do believe that I am an all-star. I've always seen myself as that and something that I've always wanted to work towards in my career.
Well, he'll get a rare Miami Heat national TV appearance tonight on NBC.
Can I just say this? I don't want to rain on nobody's parade,
mm-hmm.
but let me just say this. If all your peers are saying you're all-stars, you're an all-star, why the hell ain't voting for you?
Good question. That's tough. He's a West guard. Like, it was tough
like
for
you. You know you're an all-star. Yeah, 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 but I'm going to vote for Trey. Does that mean you saying you ain't an all-star?
Raining on Powell's parade.
Mm-hmm. I'm not. I think he should have been one last year.
Well, listen, put it this way. Is he having a better season so far this year than Tyler did at this point last year?
I would say so.
And Tyler was an all-star, right?
He was.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
He was.
There you go.
It's going to be hard to put up them league-leading numbers and just jump over him.
Well. Can't be too mad. Tyler won me a bet on the 3-point contest last year.
Yeah, you want to send him off to Atlanta.
I want him to have a new fresh start.
You know,
get an extension baby.
Right now, if it was up to you, Tobin, we'd literally have 4 max players sitting on the bench.
No, I don't think that's true. If it was up to me, we'd have Damian Lillard in a championship right now. But, you know, nobody listens to me.
You wonder why. You wanted to give Jimmy the money, too.
With the championship, yeah, absolutely. We would have had a championship.
Wait, ride out the sunset. You think Jimmy was going to play more games if you gave him the money?
We don't have any time to argue this today. It's a debate we've done many a times, and the show has come to a close, my friend.
Way to go.
I must bid you adieu.
If you can dodge a question, you can dodge a ball.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free.
If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.